Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding a Menachos Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the Machloikis if the Lechem Aponim is supposed to be baked on Shabbos or not, that it's based on the story of David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech meets Achimelech, the Kohen, and the Gemara says there's two explanations what David HaMelech told him. And according to at least the Havamim of the Gemara, the debate that there was over there was should the Lechem Aponim be baked on Shabbos or should Lechem Aponim be baked on the weekday? And the Machlokes says, what did David HaMelech say? Did he say he should be baked on Shabbos or should it be baked on the weekday? And the Gemara goes on and concludes that David HaMelech had to eat Lechem Aponim because he was Ochazoy Bumus. He was Mesukun, he was in danger. He had to eat Lechem Aponim. Now, I in the Parshas Drochim, Drushut Gimel, he really points out that it's fascinating. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, and he's debating when Lechem Aponim should be baked. I mean, it doesn't seem like the right time and place to discuss this. He now has to run away. Shaul's chasing after him to come and kill him. That's what he's debating right now. So Ayin Pasha Drachim, he has a cheshbon. He has two different explanations, but they go in the same direction. The David HaMelech need to ask the Urim V'Tumim a question, what to do. But if you come to Achimelech the Kohen and just say, I want to ask a question, so Achimelech would say, I'm not sure that you're the right person to ask. Oh, only show him, you only ask for someone who's a king. You're not the king. And if David HaMelech would tell him, there's a din, that's what the Parshas Drachim discusses over there, that you could ask the Urim for someone that Tzibur needs. So Achimelech would say, who said I'm going to listen to you? There is a rule. If a Chacham comes and says a halacha that he needs for himself, you don't listen to him. He's negiya b'davar. So says the Parshas Drachim, that's why David HaMelech discussed the Lechem Aponim. He's not negiya to that. He doesn't care about when do you bake Lechem Aponim. And the din is, if a Chacham is discussing something else, and within the something else, he brings another halacha that's negiya to him, so the same way you trust him on the first point, you trust him also on the second point. So here, David HaMelech tells Achimelech, first of all, let's talk about Lechem Aponim. And you can ask Urim V'Tumim, if it's true or not true, when should you bake Lechem Aponim? And once you ask on that question, because now you know I'm not a negiya b'davar, so now you can ask on the other question, I'm telling you that it's okay to ask for me, regarding the war with Shaul. So it comes out, according to Parshas Drachim, the Lechem Aponim was only a way for David HaMelech to have a question in front of the Urim V'Tumim. But still, seemingly over here, there's some integral connection between the Lechem Aponim and David HaMelech. What's pshat in that? So the Imre Emes in Parshas Truma Tafri Shainei says, Dover Niflo Ad Lemoid. In the pasuk that says, V'tzipiso oiso zohov tor, V'asiso lezer sov soviv, it says regarding the Shulchan that it has a crown, Zer Zov Soviv. Says the Balaturim, what is Zer Zov? Zov is Gimatria David, because he gets the Zer of the Shulchan. So the Gemara, we were referring to the Gemara in Yuma in Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Shloisha Zerim, there's three crowns on the Kelim in Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach, Aron, and Shulchan. Mizbeach is for Aaron HaKohen. The Shulchan, Zocha David, V'notloi. And Shel Aron is Dai Munach, anybody who wants to take it, it's the Indian of the Torah. So we see over here that David HaMelech is Zoyche in the crown that belongs to the Shulchan. What's the Shaychus? So explains the Imre Emes, the idea of a Shulchan, the idea of the Lechem Aponim, is the idea of Parnasa. Meaning, as when Ram is the Parnasa that comes to Adam, as we saw in the previous year, Lechem Aponim is the union of Ashirus, Aritze, La'ashir, Yatzbin. You go to the north because that's where the Shulchan is. It's the Parnasa of Klal Yisrael. And who is responsible for the Parnasa of Klal Yisrael? The king, David HaMelech. The Gemara in Brachos tells us they used to go every morning to David HaMelech and they told him, Amuch Yisrael Tzuchim Parnasa. The Parnasa is the responsibility of the king. Adds the Imre Emes, what is the Oimek of Lechem Aponim? The idea that Parnasa is in Beis HaMikdash. The idea is to tell you that really the whole Parnasa depends on the connection of the Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Parnasa is not only the chitzoni, what a person does, ishtalos outside, but is how much he connects to Hashem. Based on the pasuk, lo al lechem levadu yichya odom, kel moy kol moitza pi Hashem yichya odom. And he adds, in the name of his father, this fasemis. The Gemara will come on the next daf, the Gemara is going to tell us that the lechem came out as the same heat that when it was cham b'yom ilokhoi, when it came was onto the table, was hot. When it was removed from the table, it was also hot. So Tois on the spot asks, we have a machlekes, as we mentioned, if Lech HaPonim was baked on Shabbos or on a Friday. So if you hold it baked on Shabbos, it was very hot. But if it was baked on a Friday, it was not hot. Says the Sasemes, we're not talking here about the heat of the bread. We're talking about the heat of Am Yisrael in their Avodas Hashem. If a person went and did his Avodah, and he was worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Slavus, with his Shtaikikus, it came out. So it comes down hot as well. So whatever you get back, the Lechem, the Parnasa you get, is also very hot. The more a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as much as Parnasa that he gets outside. So he says, David HaMelech is responsible with Parnasa. He needs to have that idea of that connection inside that brings to the outside. The Melech is responsible for the chitzonius of Am Yisrael. When everything is going outside, he's taking care of the wars, he's taking care of the parnasa, he's taking care of what Am Yisrael needs. But you have to know that all the outside is connected to the inside. That's the inyan of Lechem upon him. So he says, that's the pshat. The Gemara tells us, David HaMelech ate from Lechem upon him. He was besakonos, so he had to eat from Lechem upon him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesoyve, David HaMelech eats from Lechem upon him, because that's his tafkid, that's who he is. He takes the Lechem and takes all the Kedusha from the inside to come and take care of all the chitzonius, of all the external things that a person eats. And when is this Mizgale? It's Mizgale Dafka when David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. It's a time of war. It's a time when he is about people coming to kill him. Then when the external part seems to be very bleak, then you have to know, is always with us. So Dafka then is eating Lechem upon him. And immediately we answer the question of Pasha's Drachim. Dafka then is dealing with the halachas of Lechem upon him. Because the Tafkid of David HaMelech is Mizgala over here, that anything that needs to be taken care of in the outside world needs to start with the internal connection to Hashem, and that's what Lechem upon him is all about. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shirim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.